And we turn now to Guantanamo Bay, where the military trial of a Yemeni man taken prisoner in Afghanistan has been stopped, awaiting a hearing on his status as an enemy combatant. NPR's Jackie Northam now joins us from Guantanamo Bay, and it's good to have you back on Talk of the Nation, Jackie. Jackie, can you hear me? Well, we can obviously hear the other end of the conversation, or the other end of the microphone. That's in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. We're having technical difficulties reaching NPR's Jackie Northam. Just to remind you about the context of our conversation, yesterday a federal judge ruled that the trial that was underway there in Guantanamo Bay was invalid and violated aspects of U.S. and international law. As a result, the government is considering whether to appeal that judge's ruling and where we go from here. But Jackie Northam, I understand, I'm hoping you can hear me now. And apparently she can't hear us now. We're going to continue working on that. And we're going to continue. By the way, if you have calls about our earlier conversation about Alfred Kinsey, why don't you give us a call now while we try to work out this line to Guantanamo Bay? It's live radio, people. Let's talk with Miriam in Florida. Good to have you on the show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes. I was interested in these comments about Kinsey. I am one of the people that was interviewed by Dr. Kinsey when I was in college, and also by Dr. Pomeroy as a follow-up.
You're going to have to turn your radio down, because otherwise you and I will get confused.
Yeah, I just turned it down.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
And what was the experience like being interviewed?
I found Dr. Kinsey to be most avuncular. He didn't even look at me directly. He started by asking very innocuous questions and little by little crept into much more personal matters. And I found probably for the first time in my life that I could disclose information about my personal life to him.
Did you surprise yourself?
I was surprised afterwards when I was in it. I was just sort of rolling along with him.
Miriam, thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate the phone call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And we're hoping now that we have established contact with Jackie Northam in Guantanamo Bay. Jackie, you're there.
I am, Neil. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can all hear you fine.
Oh, good. Okay.
Just a reminder, trial was halted yesterday following a federal judge's ruling that said a competent tribunal should decide whether or not Mr. Salim Ahmed Hamdan is a prisoner of war or an enemy combatant. And what did he mean by competent tribunal?
Well, it's one of the stipulations it's specified by the Geneva Convention. And, you know, it's a very determined standard that they use for this. I think you said that there was one thing that the judge pointed out. There was actually two key issues here that he had. That was one of them, that the president did not have the authority to determine if somebody was not a POW. As you know, the president and the executive branch have said that all the detainees, the 550 so detainees down here, are enemy combatants and not POWs. The judge said yesterday he can't do it. A competent tribunal has to do it. The other thing, though, Neil, that's very important is the rules for the type of tribunals, military trials that are going on here right now. He says they have to be amended. They have to be more in line with the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which is how military servicemen and women are tried. So there were two key things that came out yesterday. And it just, Hamdan's trial just came to a screeching halt.
And he, as you reported this morning, was delighted with that. The Justice Department, they plan to appeal?
Well, the Justice Department was not delighted with it. Hamdan was, that's for sure. Yes, they are. They came out just hours after the news that we got of Judge Robertson's decision or ruling, and they said, they vigorously disagree with that. They're going to seek an emergency stay of the ruling, and in the meantime, immediately appeal it. Now, we spoke with the Justice Department officials today, and they say that appeal could come out by the end of today. The thing that they really disagree with is they say that the president does have the authority to do this. It was invested on him by Congress. They also say if we reduce Al-Qaeda members, which, you know, the people out here are alleged to be, then it's just like we're waging a typical war rather than a war on terrorism, which is, you know, it is different. There's a different, you know, certainly it's being waged differently by the U.S. Military. So the DOJ, we are expecting word from them really anytime soon on this.
Well, Jackie Northam, thanks very much. We appreciate it and glad we finally got through.
Thanks, Neil. Bye-bye.
Jackie Northam, NPR's Jackie Northam, with us on the line from Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Obviously, you should stay tuned to NPR News for coverage of that appeal when it happens. And, of course, NPR News is continuing to follow events in Fallujah very closely. Stay tuned for more on that. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.